This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police have released body camera video from that Thanksgiving night fire that killed 10-year-old Riley, 9-year-old Connor, and 7-year-old Elena Kanan. The footage shows intense rescue efforts. Investigators say the cause remains under investigation. Milwaukee's Joel Brennan has entered the race for Wisconsin governor. He joins a packed Democratic field that includes Mandela Barnes, Sarah Rodriguez, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. The Racine County Board has approved a temporary $450,000 contract to keep sheriff's deputies patrolling Sturtevant. This contract runs through April. Deputies have been covering the village since its police department shut down last month. Bitter cold moves in for the weekend. Temperatures will dip below zero Friday night with wind chills far below freezing and highs only near 5 Saturday. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine will receive $40 million from the state to help replace aging lead water pipes. The funding is part of a $160 million statewide effort to ensure safer drinking water. And part of ticket sale money tonight at the Christmas Carnival of Lights in Caledonia will go to a good cause. Part of the sales this evening will benefit the Veterans Tiny Home Project. Tonight, there's a special 450 drone tribute show that gets going at 7. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one. And I'll find guys that want to play defense.
How do you do that?
Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 22. Tonight, some light snow possible. We'll drop to 15 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, high of 25. Becoming windy with some blowing snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.